New Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Network, April 22nd, 2018. I'll be here with you for the next 3 hours. RepublicBroadcasting.org. Quite an interesting week we had unfold in front of us. Trump's lawyer, Mr. Cohen, and a bunch of people dying. Barbara Bush, Avicii, the very, very world famous 28-year-old electronic dance music DJ. Some parallels here with Prince and the Queen's birthday again. And I'm going to get into a little bit of that. Very fascinating research being done. Enter the Stars, YouTube channel's one of them. This Coachella Burning Man stuff, I'm going to get into talking about that a little bit. This young lady, Beyonce, going to get into some of the stuff going on there with her. And of course, she's married to this rap mogul named Jay-Z. I'm sure most of you know about all this stuff, but there's things, grooming, and let's just say turning people into idols and things of this nature. Things here are going on in Missouri with the governor. Second indictment came down Friday late before the courthouse is closed in St. Louis. We'll get into some of this. Art Bell, Mini-Me, all these kind of interesting groups of, let's just say, I guess, relatively famous at one time or the other, people that die in these groups. It's, everybody does a lot of speculation on that. A lot of weird phenomenon in the weather kind of sector with the animal kingdom. You know, you follow some of these YouTubers like Jason A and some of the other ones, they really are good at documenting news stories from around the world where birds falling out of the sky, these die-offs, and all of these things we've been seeing over the last few years. These sandstorms, this crazy sandstorm that hit Iran. And we're going to have to do some talking and speculating on that. Of course, the Syria, this gas hoax, false flag operation. It's been pretty much covered ad nauseum. I'll touch on a little bit of that maybe, but not probably very much. Professor Jordan Peterson got his, he's on this speaking tour. He's on a book tour, and he's rose to prominence as really a anti-political correctness university thinker type individual. And he was just on Bill Maher over the weekend, and I happened to stumble across that. And I didn't get to watch the whole thing because I really loathe Bill Maher and most of the guests that he brings on. But I will play a little bit of the Jordan Peterson exchange with Bill Maher and point out some hypocrisies as usual. All of a sudden, Bill Maher is a big, huge free speech advocate. He doesn't like snowflakes and everything else, but he's been really a champion of the snowflakes on a lot of kind of areas and sectors for a long, long time. Now, we know he did his politically incorrect. Basically, he's the type that wants to do everything he can to trigger traditionalists and Christians and conservatives and gun owners and everything else, and that's fine. Those are all the snowflakes on the right with his, talking smack on religion and just anything normal. But now all of a sudden he's a big fan of Dr. Peterson. And so he brings him on the show. And so he's been given an elevation. And so you're going to see, hopefully he stays pretty much to where he's been. And now, there's people out there that throw Peterson under the bus. Oh, he's this and this. He's a Zionist, blah, blah, blah. He's a university professor, and I really think that I don't – everybody wants everything to be 100%. This, a person's got to agree with you or they're trash. And I just – people need to grow up with all that. You got to take the meat and throw out the bones with people. And if you don't agree with them about certain things, big deal. Are they a positive influence on humanity or aren't they? And so – these litmus tests, they're cool on some ways, but I personally think we're in this battle to the point now where you can still like play somebody's clip or you can still use somebody's material knowing that you don't agree with them on issue A or B or C. If they still make correct points on the area that's being covered, fine. You're not going to find your own personal reflection out here in the world. And, I'm just to the point now where some people are so infantile and it's like they love to pat themselves on the back like they're the only person out here that's correct or so forth. And a lot of these people are young. They're in their 20s and 30s. They're still wet behind the ears. They haven't even, it's rather silly to hear these young people, so-and-so's a shill. They're all shills. They're co-intel. They're compromised, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I get that. You can see some obvious things like this, but at the same time, some people just have this ego to where it's just like it makes them quite repulsive. And got a lot here to cover. The senior executive service stuff is really hitting even the bigger. Ken, get clip one ready. It's hitting even the bigger let's say, outlets like InfoWars and, you know, people with very large followings. You know, RBN's, it's hard to say how wide RBN people and hosts and so forth, their stuff gets out there. You know, some of the websites like American Intelligence Media and State of the Nation 2012, Millennium Report, all those are kind of tied together. They're under that umbrella of it. But they're really the people that busted out the SES stuff a while ago. And I covered it right when they broke it, because I always follow their breaking news over there on those sites. But this is Matt Bracken on Alex Jones, and this is a little ways back. It was in this month of April, but I just stumbled across it because I just haven't had the time lately to keep up on some of the guests over there, and that's why one of the big reasons I listen to some of that is for the guests. But this is Matt Bracken, former Navy SEAL. Now he's kind of an interesting character, very anti-Islam on that section, and he's fellow travelers with some of the Gellers and that sort of thing. So he's got his own military intelligence possibilities or whatever. But you know, and I called John's program this week, and John and I talked for about a half an hour on the air, maybe 20 minutes, and we were talking about basically the Islamics being used as basically the, you know, especially the Sunnis, the Saudis, the Turks, and so forth, being used as basically shock troops for some of the central banker controllers, the Zio central banker controllers, and so forth, and sometimes as patsies, and then sometimes as basically in your face overthrower of Christian cultures like France and Sweden and Britain, as we see now, the onslaught of immigration being used as a bludgeon. And so the bludgeon is real. Don't ever think that the Islamic world does not have its own conquest and superiority complexes. A lot of the people in, especially the Turks, you got to keep your eye on the Turks and Erdogan and these guys, as kind of an Ottoman expansionist kind of mentality. But at the same time, there's people that are pulling their strings as well. And so it's a synergistic relationship. But let's listen to Bracken and back to the SES stuff. And I went off on that rant, you know, right there about the Islamic threat. And it is real, but at the same time, there are controllers of the Islamic threat. You know, the whole three world wars thing and you know, all these sorts of things. So let's roll clip one. It's very short.
But in the United States, the people that run our government, they're called the Senior Executive Service, the SES grade, used to be nicknamed super grades. They're above GS-15 level. They're the generals that never go away. They're the civilian clothes-wearing generals of the bureaucracy. They are the deep state, the SESs. The SESs do not live like they would if they lived in Brazil or in Colombia in a fortified compound. They live in Bethesda, Chevy Chase, Falls Church, Virginia, in beautiful homes, but where you can just drive up to their driveway. If a civil war kicks off in this country, our elites, not just the senior executive service, but corporate titans, etc., their lives will be turned upside down because they don't have rifle range protection. This is a country, it's like almost a perfect storm. This is a country like Switzerland, where a large percentage of the country could walk into their gun safe today, open their gun safe, blindfolded, pull out a rifle, and hit a mailbox 400 yards away standing up. This is hard for liberals to fathom. They mistake conservative lack of reaction for weakness, that we're just weak and afraid to resist them. What they're mistaking is our deep Judeo-Christian forbearance and tolerance. But there are millions of Americans that right now can walk out and hit a mailbox-sized target 400 yards away.
That's right. You can stop it there. Now he throws that term Judeo-Christian out there, which a lot of people are very repulsed by, because when you study basically rabbinic, Talmudic, Kabbalistic Judaism, has nothing to do with Christianity. It is its antithesis. And unfortunately, a lot of these types of folks, that's one thing that they fail to grasp, or they're scared to mention that. Let's see here. Let's get clip four ready, Ken. This is going on with the Turks, okay? Now, let's see. Over here at Sorcha Fall, trial the most powerful CIA spy ever captured pushes U.S. and Turkey to the brink of total war. Okay, now this is a kind of an interesting website, of course. And a lot of this is like real media. Turkish media hails capture of CIA master spy Andrew Brunson, who led the 2016 failed coup d'etat against Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Okay, and this is all in a lot of the Turkish media and so forth and so on. But let's listen to clip four.
There have been a series of events, big things going into motion here recently, here on the world stage between certain countries, and of course, the United States, the U.S. dollar at the center of this. Right now, we have Turkey saying that they will repatriate all the gold that they have in the U.S. in an attempt to ditch the dollar. For those that missed it, on April 16th, Erdogan came out and stated he believes everyone should be trading in gold. He says, why are we using the U.S. dollar? Do you recall what has happened to the past several world leaders that have said this and have made this move? Saddam Hussein, Muammar Gaddafi, he was wanting to create a gold dinar for all of Africa. You see what happened there. And now Turkey, which is supposed to be a NATO ally, has throughout the past few months discovered that they were actually a target in a NATO drill. That was exposed, and we also had Steve Bannon say that Turkey, along with Iran and ancient China, these three ancient cultures, are rising together against the West, and he says even though Turkey is a NATO ally, that means nothing in this instance. But what Turkey's talking about doing is calling back the gold so they can use it themselves. Many say that they'll just funnel it back to offshore accounts of the oligarchs. But according to the latest IMF data, Turkey's gold reserves are estimated at 591 tons, worth just over $23 billion. This makes Ankara the 11th largest gold holder in the world, behind the Netherlands and just ahead of India. Take a look here.
All right, now, so you get that. You get that. Okay, so go ahead and stop again. Now, we've got three quarters of our senators joined to basically threaten Turkey if Brunson isn't immediately released, okay? According to the report, the U.S. propaganda media has long portrayed Brunson as nothing more than a Christian missionary belonging to the Evangelical Presbyterian Church, one of whose most prominent members is CIA Director Mike Pompeo, but who's earning the title as the Rambo pastor, okay, was due to discoveries made in the aftermath of the 2016 failed coup against President Erdogan. It showed Brunson would have been the CIA chief in Turkey if this coup attempt had been successful, with it also being well known that the CIA would assassinate Brunson in prison if it thought he would not be deported back to the U.S. The coup attempt against Erdogan was led by U.S. Army General John F. Campbell, who was a former commander of NATO forces in Afghanistan. $2 billion budget to complete the coup was funneled by the CIA through banks in Nigeria, and whose ultimate goal was to overthrow and kill Erdogan and replace him with the radical Islamic terror leader Fethullah Gulen. And I kind of covered a lot of this as it was happening, whose decades-long ties with the CIA would have then placed Turkey under the full and total control of the U.S., one of whose high-level members is now captured CIA spy Andrew Brunson. And you can read more about that all over the place. Just kind of an interesting aside there with everything going on with Syria. You got and remember all of our missiles and the Incirlik air base and all that crap that happened with Turkey. You know, it's interesting that this stuff kind of it trickles out. Now, was it true or not? Hell, I don't know. But it's interesting to read all these various angles on it. We'll see you guys on the other side of the break.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party. We're coming back. Some little hiccup there with the music. some good news. Never Trumper Mitt Romney. You know, this guy, real dirtbag, places second at a Utah Republican convention to GOP outsider, forcing June primary. So not that I care that Romney was a never Trumper. He's just a snake. And we have all known Romney, basically, you know, governor of Massachusetts, really the Romney care, the whole Obamacare kind of relationship between these two health care plans and so forth and so on. And just, you know, Romney would have been basically a George W. Bush, okay? The whole Mormon mafia connections and the rest of it, just, you know, weird stuff. 11-year-old sixth grade boy hit and killed by vehicle during anti-gun national school walkout in El Paso. Just these kids and the communist teachers with this gun stuff, it will not stop. You know, Facebook censoring these gun organizations now. I don't know where it's going to stop. But the thing is, people just have to keep fighting it, exposing it, being involved. You know, basically with me, I got suspended off Twitter for being a jerk to Oprah.
But is it a you know, curtailing of my First Amendment? You know what? I didn't belong on none of the social media anyway. I mean, there are some positives about Twitter as far as finding out breaking news. Maybe I'll set up a dummy account and just follow and not ever put anything out there. I don't know, but I don't miss it. And the social media stuff, Jack Dorsey is an insidious individual. I mean, low life. The guy couldn't be a bigger, basically, traitor to his own DNA profile if you could ever create one out of thin air. The guy is just horrible. Communist lib. So, anyway, I got a good article to read that I mentioned when I called into John's program the other day. And I found it. And, you know, it's about basically Israel's grand design in the Middle East. You know, I'm sure most of you have seen this mind control doc. There was a FOIA request sent to a fusion center. And then all of a sudden, this individual that sent the FOIA request got this kind of weird kind of mind control document release about electronic frequencies, cell phones, and everything else. And it broke kind of big in a lot of the websites. And I'm going to play a clip about that. And I got an interesting clip about a so-called doctor who is talking about chemtrail lung, people having a lot of breathing, let's just say complications and flu-like symptoms that don't go away and they last for days and days. You know, I've went through some interesting kind of, let's just say, bronchial and let's just say I cold, your head's clogged with snot, that whole thing. You lay down, you start coughing, you get up and you quit coughing. I went through this for, you know, longer than I should have, and I take a lot of decent, you know, supplements that should kill that stuff, and it seems like yearly things do get a little bit worse, and so some people are having big problems depending on where you're located. And so I'm going to play a clip on that. Gunfire yesterday, supposedly gunfire at the Royal Palace in Riyadh in Saudi Arabia. You know, there's people doing these kind of documenting like all the weird things going on in Saudi Arabia right now with the new Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, and some people are claiming that Saudi Arabia is going to open up and modernize and drop all the loony Wahhabi stuff. We'll have to see. There's a lot of stuff out there about these workers, these foreign workers being treated as slaves, not even getting paid, having to be servants, getting beat, killed, scolded. We'll see you guys on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The devil is coming on a long black train, taking me away. And there ain't no telling how long or how far that devil, he just won't say. And he said to me, son, you better change your ways before the night is through. So I turned to him and then bowed my head and said, devil, the joke's on you. I've been walking this world for long years, there's a lot of things that I wanna see. I've done lots of laughing and I shed lots of tears, so devil, just let me be. I said, devil, just let me be.
Okay, we're back. Extendivite Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, 22nd day of April 2018. I should read a little bit of this. Are professional politicians the problem? Well, they're one of the symptoms, but I'm going to go ahead and continue reading. Over the years, I've read many books and articles about this is on Power of Prophecy. Okay, Tex Mars's site. You got Jerry doing his stuff now, Jerry Barrett. I think Tex is in semi-retirement. Over the years, I read many books and articles about the founders of the Republic and those who volunteered for public service. Those men were doctors, farmers, business owners, and they felt an obligation to do their service and then return home and resume their careers. Such is not the case in today's political arena. Perfect example of this is John Dingell, Democrat from Michigan, who served 59 years and 21 days before retiring from the House of Representatives in 2015. Mr. Dingell succeeded his father in that seat when the senior Dingell retired after 22 years as a representative. Imagine, one family could serve a combined 81 years. To make matters worse, Dingell Jr.'s wife, Debbie, has been elected to carry on the lineage. Just insane. To make matters worse, most Americans are not aware that politicians can commit insider trading and not be prosecuted. That's right. These people are above the law. Let John Q. Public or Martha Stewart, I inserted Martha Stewart, commit an act of insider trading, and he'll be punished to the fullest extent of the law. Yeah, where James Comey locked her up. President Obama tried to stop congressional insider trading when he signed the Stop Trading on Congressional Knowledge Act, Stock Act in 2012. He didn't care. This worked until 2013 when Congress quietly amended the law with a sneaky, quick procedural vote. Chief Income Strategist at InvestmentU.com, Mark Lichtenfield, wrote, "I have a foolproof way of getting rich, and it doesn't require much risk because you already know the outcome. In fact, you'll help decide it. All you have to do is increase your net worth by tenfold as get elected to Congress. Is this what America has become? Yes, it has. Do we elect criminals to represent us? Yes. How many of these malarial mosquitoes are buzzing around the swamp in Washington, D.C.? Many Americans have clamored for term limits to be implemented on our elected officials. Those in power don't wish to give it up that easily. So this notion has been rebuffed time and time again. But if voter apathy wasn't so high, term limits would not be required because these rascals could be voted out of office after one or two terms. Professional politicians know this and thus include appropriations on bills to bring money into their district. Americans have long held suspicions about these miscreants. In an 1836 issue of the Democratic Review, it stated that in America we have no great faith in professional politicians." And it goes on and on, but when you read about these families, you know, we got this guy here, this black guy, Lacey Clay. He's been in Congress forever. Look at Nancy Pelosi. Look at Conyers. All these people. These people Orrin Hatch is retiring this year, and he's been up there forever. It's just that things are. There's a big problems. And that's just a big symptom, is when you see the same people getting elected over and over again, when everybody knows that everything's corrupt. And this is really the indicative that we're under a different form of government, to where basically you have these corporations that run our voting systems, so forth and so on, which is basically incumbent protection rackets most of the time. Now, there are anomalies that happen, and people get beat and so forth and so on, but very crazy to live in this modern age right now. And, people are always telling all of us, get involved, run for office. And so many of us are just like, I don't even want to get, the filth splattered on me. But then we don't want to do it, and then people – things continue down the same road. And so some of you younger people and some of you older people, and especially you folks that are at an age where you got to retire early or something, and you know your stuff, you got to get involved. A lot of young people and people like my age, where are they gonna get the money to run? I know you got to start off like at the school board and you got to work your way up, but it's just like everything. When you live in a place controlled by the Democratic Party, like a lot of us live in areas like that, you're screwed. unless you run as a Democrat, like a blue dog or something of that nature. And then that's the most dangerous place you can be is like an honest Democrat. They're the ones that get killed the most. If you really look at it, these guys that were on the Democratic side of the house, Paul Wellstones and guys like this, they're the ones that get whacked all the time by this mob that runs Democratic Party. And so what the correct answer is, hell, I don't know. I really don't. Let's see here. Let me get into this article. And Israel's Grand Design. This was written from the spring 1968 issue of the American Mercury. John Henshaw wrote this article shortly after Israel's conquest in the 1967 Arab-Israeli War. Okay. Now, remember the Oded Yanon Greater Israel plan and all that? That was in the late 70s, early 80s. And so this is a decade before that, Israel's Grand Design. The metamorphosis of tiny Israel from a midget to a giant is in the making. The grand design of Judaic Zionist expansionist doctrine is to seize all the oil-rich lands from the shores of the Euphrates to the banks of the Nile. Think about today's modern Syria conflict. In defining the aims of Zionism, Hebrew scholar Levenach Osman recently said, "In our eternal book of books, the Torah, the lofty ethical teachings of which are cherished by all mankind, the land of Israel is described not as a long, narrow strip of land with a wavy, crooked borders, but as a state with broad natural borders. God has promised to patriarch Abraham the following: I will give unto them the land where they have sown their seed, from the river Egypt unto the great river of Euphrates." And so in order to realize the words of this prophecy, the Israeli state had to continue not in the borders it has today, but within its broad historical boundaries. As far back as 1952, Moshe Dayan, the present Israeli defense minister, declared, "Our task consists of preparing the Israeli army for the new war approaching in order to achieve our ultimate goal, the creation of an Israeli empire." The British historian Arnold J. Toynbee, who served as an advisor on Near Eastern affairs to the British delegation at the Versailles Conference, in a newspaper article published in June last year, stated that the Zionist aim in these words: "We are Jews, the living representatives of Judah, one of the 12 tribes of Israel that conquered most of Palestine in the 13th century B.C. We held Judah's share of the conquered territory for 7 centuries until we were deported by Nebuchadnezzar in 587 B.C. We were back again within less than a half a century, and we then held Judea once more for the next 773 years till we were evicted by the Romans in A.D. 135. We have never renounced our claim to the land of Israel. We have always hoped, believed, and proclaimed that we shall get this land back again. It is our land, we contend. After another 1,883 years, we did recover a foothold there in 1918, and during the half century since then, by devoted hard work, ability, and military valor, we have built up our present national state of Israel and have inflicted 3 smashing defeats on the Arabs, who have been trying to evict us again. We want to have a country of our own again, like other peoples and like our own ancestors. We also need to have a country of our own because since the conversion of the Roman Empire to Christianity in the 4th century AD, we have been penalized and persecuted by the Western Christian majority among whom we have had to live. The persecution has culminated in the unprecedented crime of genocide, which has been committed against us in our lifetime by a Western people, the Germans in Europe. We are not going to let the Arabs commit the same crime of genocide against us here in our own land of Israel." And I'll just leave it there, but you can find this at theamericanmercury.org, Israel's Grand Design. And it's a good article to read the whole thing. But think about that. We want to have a country of our own again, like other peoples and like our own ancestors. But yet these same people that want to have a country of their own are at war with everybody else that has a country of their own already. They play this game with flooding people with immigrants. They do all this crazy stuff. The Javits plan, 1965 Open Immigration Act, all that garbage. Look at what they're doing now. All these people, Barbara Spector and Soros and all the rest of these Jewish gangsters are basically committing the genocide on people in, all over South Africa. They're getting basically Caucasian Americans ready to be genocided with all the gun grabbing and the demonization, you know, the little Starbucks garbage that just happened. All this garbage, the anti-white propaganda everywhere across the globe. So they want to, you know, they're worried about genocide and blah, 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 but they're willing to commit it on people that they you know, think they're in competition with or whatever you want to say. So remember that article, because I like bringing it up because it predates Oded Yunon and the Greater Israel Project stuff. When you had other thinkers before that, going back to Herzl and even way, way before that. But this is a good article, which really has a lot of quotes in it. You know, I mean, you got to just read the whole thing, and which I don't have time to do. But I wanted to cover that tonight. Maybe I should get into this. This is on stateofthenation2012.com. Obama staged his own 9/11 that nobody suspected. BP Gulf oil spill, and this is from the 20th. And they call this one a MIHOP, make it happen on purpose. Okay? Now, I'm just going to boil it down. Just like 9/11, one of the central characters in the incomparable BP Gulf oil spill false flag operation was the sitting POTUS. Barack Obama was a key cog in this treasonous conspiracy to wreak havoc in the Gulf of Mexico. Yes, it was a deliberate plot to devastate the Gulf of Mexico coastline and to perpetrate environmental terrorism against the oil drilling red states of the Deep South. So basically the article, and I'm not going to get into the whole article, but that's the gist of it, that basically that this was a MIHOP, make it happen on purpose, to commit environmental terrorism against these relatively conservative states, political structure in the Deep South. Now, there's plenty of black people in the Deep South. That's why this article is kind of interesting, and it's an interesting kind of road to go down. But I kind of read this one tongue-in-cheek, but I figured I would mention it since I saw it. Just, you know, Rudy Giuliani, okay? So, Farron brought this up. I was listening to a little bit of Farron's show over the weekend. So Trump brings in Rudy, you know, hardcore prosecutor in New York City, was going after mobsters, some of the characters in the Five Families and so forth, Giuliani. And one of the chief 9/11, I'm not going to say chief conspirators, but he was one of the chief, let's say, mechanical operators down there at the second or third tier down from the chief guys that plotted the thing. So he was boots on the ground, and he wasn't in Building 7 like he should have been, where the Emergency Operations Center was. He was the big, you know, guy everybody lionized to how he handled everything. So as soon as the buildings go down, you had all those thousand dump trucks ready to just start carting off that evidence, that steel, off to China. So now he's on Trump's team, okay? Very interesting sequence of events, because Rudy, his hands are not on necessarily 9/11, but he, let's just say, he was a mechanical operator, the cleanup, the reaction, the stage play, the theatrical element. Rudy was a major, major player. You almost got sick of seeing Rudy on the television post 9/11. He was all over the place. And then he tried to run for president, and, you know, he had a history of dressing up in women's clothes, and Trump rubbing his face in Rudy's I guess, toilet paper rolls that made it look like he had breasts. We all seen that footage. Very weird stuff there in New York City. And we'll play a little bit of a Brother Nathaniel clip on the other side of the break. I know we're coming up on break. So, Ken, when we come back, we'll just go right into clip 20 whenever you come back. This thing, we should hear the music any second, but Cohen and Hannity, this Judge Kimba Wood, and George Soros, this was an interesting kind of expose of this judge that is overseeing this stuff with Cohen and Hannity being named as another person involved, as somebody that has some connection with Cohen. So we'll listen to the video when we come back, and then we'll talk more about this.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354, or visit MIG911.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I walk down my street, you see me homie, and have a spray paint on the walls. I see a house that at one time was nice, but now it is abandoned. There's nothing left at all. So why, yeah, it must mean that our chances fly. And when or will we ever see
all right. We're back. Go ahead and play clip 20, Ken.
Bad company breeds bad morals. For with Trump, his former mentor, Roy Cohn, and current fixer, thuggish dealmaker Michael Cohen, makes bad company a seamless thread. Call it From Cohn to Cohen. That Jewish thread laces Trump through Roy Cohn's mafia and Jewish real estate connections ever since his stab at cracking into the Manhattan market back in the 80s. Now he's got a new fix-it man. In the mold of Roy Cohn, with an unsavory background of his own, who now is in a fix himself.
Federal agents who raided the home and office of the president's attorney were looking for information about money paid to two women who claimed they had an affair with Mr. Trump before he was president. Here's Justice reporter Paula Reed.
Mr. Cohn, you said you're not worried at all?
I'm not worried.
CBS cameras captured President Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen, walking in Manhattan this afternoon following FBI raids on his homes and offices earlier this week. In addition to seizing documents related to two women who claimed they had affairs with the president, investigators also were looking for records related to the Access Hollywood tape in which Mr. Trump was heard making vulgar comments about women.
Well, hi.
Mr. Trump, how are you?
That's Trump's famous handshake, pulling the victim toward him. But Nancy O'Dell, co-host of the show, didn't greenlight the grab. She leaned away from him. I mean, she was a married woman at the time. Trump was married too, to Melania, and committing adultery is not a moral thing to do. Melania has a lot to complain about, and it looks like Trump's whining too.
As we get ready to go into the cabinet room where the president is meeting with his national security
team. So I just heard that they broke into the office of one of my personal attorneys, good man, and it's a disgraceful situation. It's a total witch hunt. I've been saying it for a long time. I've wanted to keep it down.
It's going to be a long time before this is over. Like Portnoy's complaint. Philip Roth's book about an overbearing Jewish mother who would barge into the bathroom to inspect her Jewish son's bowel movements. Mama Mueller is doing the same.
I think it's a disgrace. What's going on in this country, I think it's a disgrace.
The intended message to Mueller was clear. Your investigation is contaminated. Mueller remains silent, instead letting his work speak for itself.
This time inspecting a naughty son's bathroom sprees with porn stars and Playboy pinups.
We've learned it was the FBI's public corruption unit that raided President Trump's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen. Sources tell CBS News the search warrants covered any evidence related to agreements Cohen made with adult film star Stormy Daniels and Playboy model Karen McDougal. They both claim they had affairs with Mr. Trump more than a decade ago.
Bad company breeds bad morals. You can't believe a word Trump says anymore. For when you can't separate fake news from real news, like staged chemical attacks in Syria by CIA, Mossad, and MI6 goons, then one wonders just who Trump's been hanging around with.
The new national security advisor?
You can stop it there. You know, executive privilege. I was around when Bill Clinton was president. And we're going to talk about executive privilege when we come back. The double standards are just amazing.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great
us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.